20 minutes.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Be like,
hey, Amy, it's Jeff from Chris Fox.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
Good, you?
Good. What's going on?
Looking at one of your new submissions, Life Made Better.
Yeah.
Same owner, address, everything, and industry as Loyal Mind Marketing.
Okay. Those businesses do share the same PG, but Life Made Better, I think, is like an online retailer.
Okay.
Do you need a little bit of clarification on
the
business?
Yeah, because you put sales marketing, and on the other one, on Loyal 9, it says sales marketing.
Okay. Let me pull up that deal. Do you want me to send you something via email or just explain over the phone?
Either way.
Okay. Cool. I can get that information in a second. Let me just go ahead and pull it up.
Right now? I could essentially go right now.
Yeah, one of these days, Grant and I want to kind of go over the entire underwriting process with you from beginning to end. When it comes to like a deal we submit, like maybe take us through the entire process of how you guys price it, score it, etc.
Of course. Let's do that after month end.
Yeah, exactly. It's getting kind of crazy at this time.
Yeah.
And then we also had like a TLO demo yesterday. I liked it. One of the big things that we wanted to understand is when do you guys run like the comprehensive report versus the less comprehensive report? Because I guess the rep was saying that there's a difference in price based on the type of reporting that you do. And so
we do the, I don't think we do people.
Mm-hmm.
And, hold on, let me go.
You guys usually start the search by people rather than the business?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's first for criminal filing.
For sure. Yeah, I felt like they weren't.
It's like the easiest thing to kill for. And it obviously would save a lot. It saves a lot of time. It would save money in terms of not having to go. Because you're not going to have any criminal filing. You're not going to have anything on the business other than a judgment from another cash advance company or something.
Mm-hmm.
Show up on the business. That would automatically kill a deal. But a criminal filing can automatically kill a deal.
So right.
You save that click money of going to the next report.
Uh-huh.
And B, you save time of having to go through everything else with the file.
Yeah. And so we went through a couple of examples in the demo. They weren't willing to look at PGs for us, like look up people by social. And so in the example,
we looked up one of us actually when we did it with them.
Oh, cool. For whatever reason, the rep was like, "Oh, we're not going to be able to do that, unfortunately, but I can look at a business for you." So when we did the business search,
I can pull one of your guys. PGs.
Oh.
When we go with, because it's your guys.
Cool.
PG.
Yeah.
So I can do that.
Cool. Yeah, but what I noticed was the same thing, because I think there was like a deal where you said that this person had $800K in tax liens, the MJC Lachner deal. So that didn't show up on Experian Business or the consumer Experian Business or the consumer credit report. And when we looked up that company by business in TLO, it didn't show the liens either, so it must have been under the individual.
Got it. So I was going to feel a little more. It looks like he's transferring money between all of the accounts.
Okay.
So when I pre-approved Loyal 9, I stipped for the accounts that end up being for Life Made Better.
Somebody tries calling your phone. Ring, it'll just... So it's the bank you're looking at right now, same one, essentially?
Yeah, so pretty much he's just transferring money between all the accounts, which is not that great, because he's got 7 accounts. And on his TLO report, he's got 6 businesses.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we already have... This is looking really, really weird.
Yeah, so it's kind of like they are going to be maxed at, like, you know, the internal exposure that you've already approved them for with Loyal 9. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as what this merchant does, it's a little vague with the write-up, but it's like an online retailer. They have an online store through Amazon, and they import a lot of products from China, and I guess they sell it online. So that is essentially what makes up their inventory. It's ranges from like exercise mats, storage, organizers, toys. They use a company called VP Packaging to store everything.
What's Loyal 9 Marketing? That's good. Loyal 9 Marketing is not coming up. Here we go. Wait.
Hi, JR. This is Soraya. Thanks for Cardiff. I am just calling to follow up on a deal that I submitted request I am for on called
Local Marketing Simplified Levers Latest Trends in Local Search Marketing. Okay, so this is like so this is a good. Alright, so everything looks legitimate. For
oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
But then for Life Made Better, it's questionable.
Not that it's not. Not that it's questionable. The questionable aspect is why he's transferring money between the two businesses.
Mm-hmm. I can certainly ask that.
I'm pulling up his Inc. rating right now. Inc. 5000 rating. If it loads.
So what you're seeing is...
Oh, ranked higher than us. Huh. way smaller. Yeah, I mean, we would have to put... So because it's all at the same address...
Right.
All the businesses need to be intertwined, monetarily speaking.
Uh-huh.
All the businesses are going to have to go on the contract.
Okay. And so what does that entail? That entails...
that every finding out exact... Well, because when I stipped for Loyal 9, I stipped for all the transfer accounts. Well, now we know at least what two of the transfer accounts are for.
Okay.
The other ones are probably going to be his other businesses that are more likely than not all at the same address. So basically we're going to need to... I mean, I can... What did I do for Loyal 9? How much did I do for Loyal 9? I did... 100. So I can go. Crap. That's the thing. He's transferring money onto other businesses.
So I'm looking at the banks right now for Life Made Better. Which are the accounts that you're seeing those transfers to? Account ending in 2455. I see a handful of them. And I'm specifically looking at the June and July banks right now, but I can take a look at whatever else.
Loyal 9, so I can give you the exact numbers.
Okay.
So Loyal 9's July for 8960 is Loyal 9, and 2576 is Loyal 9. So if you see those in the account, and then in his July... in his July 8096, he's transferred money to 809. In his 2576, he's transferring money in 9777, which I think is. Eight nine oh six. So he's transferring money from 8960. Which is Life Made Better's bank. So he's transferring that. He's transferring in. Looks like.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, he
around
said
50.
That would be automatic.
Maybe a little more. Yeah. Closer to 60,000, I would think. From that account.
I'm not following just because the Life Made Better account is ending in 9607.
9607. Sorry, I'm trying to keep up with all the accounts.
Yeah, of course. And I do see transfers within the 9607 account, but they don't correspond to the account numbers that you just read off to me, the 8960 or the 2560.
Well, then I'm just crazy.
You look at too many banks in a day, probably, just like us. It makes your head spin.
today's been absolutely nuts. Okay, so if you look at July, he transferred in from 2576. 2576 is loyal 9.
So if I look at in the deposit addition section,
correct, at the very top, page 2, July, his last deposit of 8,000.
Uh-huh.
Transfer is from a loyal 9 account.
Oh, gotcha.
And 3106, I have no idea what 3106 is, but that's also in one of the other loyal 9 accounts. And if you go down to the other statement at the bottom, it's like he's transferring money out to 2576. You can see it coming out $20,000, $33,000, $12,000, $12,000. So all this money that's being transferred out of Life Made Better is basically going to pay bills at Loyal 9.
Okay.
Or to increase Loyal 9's revenue. I'm not really sure. But it's a little... it's interesting and it's concerning.
Okay.
The business really don't have anything to do with each other, obviously, other than the same owner and the same address. Like,
right.
They're completely separated in terms of what they actually do.
Okay, completely separate, but it just looks like the banks are kind of commingled because of deposit and transfer.
Correct. So okay. What I could do is we could up that 150. We could up that 100 to 150, but we'd have to break up the payment between two accounts.
Okay, because
it'd all be one advance because it's all one PG, one address.
Yeah.
But we can up the amount of money, it doesn't look like there's a single bank that can really afford a higher payment. I could probably do less than 175. Let's see what his credit is. Yeah, I can do 175 based on the credit.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd have to take it off. We'd have to split the payment between two accounts.
Okay.
So if he wanted to, I mean, it'd pretty much just be whatever he deems as the main account.
Okay. So it's kind of up to the merchant's choosing then which account to use for funding?
Correct. We're going to need, we're still going to need all those transfer accounts. We're still going to need all the voided checks just in case there is an issue with one of the accounts. We can default to one of the others.
Okay.
But we don't want to strain one account over the other. That's why originally I only offered 100 because that account could not. I didn't think that account could handle a higher daily payment. But if we split the payment between the two accounts, I'd be okay going to 175, and that'd be, like I said, that'd have all the legals and all the DPAs on it. And it'd just basically just be like, you know, one G is just, you know, does everything.
Okay, so I guess what I'm gathering here is that you're probably going to have to adjust the offer with Loyal 9, and then...
So I'll adjust the offer for Loyal 9, put in the stip that, you know, this is going to be tied into Life Made Better, and I'll put in I'll put a note in for Life Made Better that it's tied into Loyal 9's, and to see the approval for that.
Okay.
And I'll adjust the spreadsheet accordingly.
Okay, that sounds good. I know Grant was working on Loyal 9, but I'll communicate to him so he can update the approval appropriately.
For you and Grant, how does it work in terms of when the deal comes in? Do you guys pick which salesperson it goes to, and they keep it throughout the process?
Yeah, pretty much. I think the sales rep stays with the deal from beginning to end. They submit to credit, which is just like the alias that Kara told you about. They submit to credit and say new submission, give us the details, and then Grant and I just go off of, you know, the pipeline, whatever comes into the inbox. He'll pick up a deal, I'll pick up a deal, and that's essentially how it works. Just whoever can get to that deal first will pick it up and then see it all the way to funding.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Well, this is a nice, fun, complicated one for the first go-around, so...
Well, I'm glad you called, because, you know, I'm getting a better perspective of what you guys are looking for, and I'm also understanding, you know, why this you know, why Loyal 9 has the approval that they have and why you have to adjust it. Like, this explains a lot.
But this is a super complicated one for probably no reason.
Other than the way the owners have structured their business, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay,
well,
if there's anything I can help you with or, you know, information you're needing, I can definitely follow up with the rep.
Right,
but if we get an approval.
I'm hoping it's the same sales rep for both deals.
Yeah, actually, it's the same sales rep, so I think that he should already be tied into, you know, what the issue is there with the transfer accounts.
Okay, good deal. Awesome. All right, I'll send you that updated stuff in a little bit.
Sounds good.
All right,
thank you, Jeff.